In this bulletin, the states and territories begin to make decisions on winding back coronavirus restrictions. Unemployment in the United States now at its worst level since the Great Depression. And in sport, an Australian gets a red card as South Korea's Football League resumes. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Zanilla Wasti. The states and territories have begun detailing their timelines for the easing of coronavirus restrictions. The Australian Capital Territory will allow gatherings of up to 10 people in indoor and outdoor settings, while South Australia will implement its first changes from Monday. Queensland will wind back some of its rules from next Saturday, which Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says will help stimulate the state's multi-billion dollar tourism, retail and hospitality sectors. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin says restrictions in his state will begin rolling back with the reopening of national parks and the lifting of limits on visits to aged care homes on Monday, before rules are further eased a week later with the allowance of public gatherings of up to 10 people.
Our pathway back will be gradual. It will be careful and it will always be based upon the health advice we have at that time. But as I've said, we will continue to march to the beat of our own drum here in Tasmania. If we find that we cannot move as we've outlined here because of advice from public health, then we won't. The most important thing is to ensure that we keep our community safe.
The federal government's plan for reopening the economy has been blasted by the Australian Hotels Association, which says it's not enough to help the hospitality industry. Step one of the recovery process will see cafes and restaurants, including those inside pubs, allowed to seat a maximum of 10 customers. Australian Hotels Association Chief Executive Stephen Ferguson says the revenue earned from 10 customers is insignificant, especially for larger venues. He warns Australia's hotels and pubs could be forced to close permanently before they are permitted to reopen as they struggle to pay off debts. The Australian Hotels Association estimates venues are losing an average of $30,000 per month in bills, and 94% of workers have been stood down or fired in New South Wales. Mr. Ferguson says the industry is also disappointed by the inconsistency in regulations between different sectors.
Hotels may be able to open in step three, but we understand that's still under consideration. So for the many mum and dad operators out there who are paying a mountain of debt to have their venues closed, they still have no certainty as to whether they're going to have a business, you know, come July or September.
The United States has its highest unemployment rate since the Great Depression. Figures just released for the month of April show the unemployment rate is now 14.7%. In March, it was just 4.4%. 20.5 million jobs disappeared in April, the worst monthly loss on record. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says the statistics are heartbreaking, but he says a silver lining to the bad news is that around 75% of the job losses are temporary. He says that shows the countermeasures the US government has taken against job losses due to the coronavirus are working.
We looked at the numbers last night, comb through them. It looked like about three quarters of the job loss were from temporary layoffs. Now, that doesn't lessen the hardship, by the way, but it does suggest that things like the payroll protection program and the unemployment insurance and the economic impact checks and other things has had some cushioning effect.
A second person close to US President Donald Trump has contracted the coronavirus. Katie Miller has contracted the virus. She's the press secretary for Mr. Trump's deputy, Mike Pence. She's also the wife of Mr. Trump's immigration advisor, Stephen Miller. It's raised alarm about the potential spread of the virus within Mr. Trump's inner circle, particularly after Mr. Trump's personal valet tested positive for the virus earlier this week. But White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says due caution is being exercised.
I can just tell you that we've taken every single precaution to protect the president. The same guidelines that our experts have put in place. We clean the facility. We social distance. We keep people 6 feet away from one another. And I can assure the American people that their commander-in-chief is protected.
Mr. Trump has attended a ceremony with seven elderly World War II veterans to mark the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe, but he did not wear a face mask. Around the world, the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe has been marked. The French flag has been hung from the Eiffel Tower in Paris, whilst people in Britain have sat outside their homes holding socially distanced street parties amidst the coronavirus lockdown in that country to acknowledge the occasion. And 75 years to the hour after her father, King George VI, addressed the nation, Britain's Queen Elizabeth has done likewise. She says the greatest tribute to those who died in the war is that the countries who were enemies in that conflict are now friends. And she says, whilst it might seem people are isolated in marking the anniversary, this is not the case.
Our streets are not empty. They are filled with the love and the care that we have for each other. And when I look at our country today and see what we are willing to do to protect and support one another, I say with pride that we are still a nation those brave soldiers, sailors and airmen would recognise and admire.
In football, two Australians have featured in the biggest return of a sporting event yet since the coronavirus forced most sporting leagues around the world to stop playing. South Korea's football league, the K-League, has resumed. Socceroos Terry Antonis and Adam Taggart have featured in the first match, playing for Suwon Blue Wings against Yeonbuk Motors. Antonis got a straight red card for a crude challenge in the 75th minute, and Taggart was substituted off straight after that as Suwon rejigged their team following Antonis's dismissal. No spectators were allowed at the match, there were no pre-match handshakes, and media coaches and ground staff who were present all wore masks. A late goal from Lee Dong-guk gave Yeonbuk victory 1-0. And now a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny and a top of 20 degrees. Adelaide showers and wind easing and 16. Melbourne showers and a top of 15 degrees. Hobart showers easing and 14 degrees. Canberra shower or two and 17 degrees. Wollongong partly cloudy and 24. Sydney partly cloudy and 26. Newcastle partly cloudy and 26. Brisbane partly cloudy and 27. Cairns a possible shower and 29. And Darwin mostly sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.